Amen.
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, before we come up and pray together, let's sing hymn 185. 185. I'll be running about 35 minutes late, so I will not have much time to share with you serving God with a clean heart, but I want to share one verse. Let's go to James chapter 1, verse 22. James 1, hey, did I say 22? 23. James 1, 23. For everyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer. He's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. Verse 24. For he observes himself, goes away, and merely forgets what kind of man he was. So we can see here James encourage us, even though, yes, we meditate on the word of God, and we search the word of God, and we love the word of God. But if we not do of the word, and then we just like a man, right? Just like a person who look at ourselves in the mirror, but when we walk away from it, and then we forget what kind of manner or what kind of man we are. So the same thing for us as RE teachers. It's very important for us to always fill with the word of God. Because by having the word of God, every time we're ready to teach our students, we can look into this mirror. And this mirror will tell us what kind of weakness that we have and what kind of strength we have. For example, right, when this morning when you guys left to come here, I'm sure, including myself, I look at the mirror several times. We just want to make sure there's nothing hanging out of our nose, right? Make sure we have nothing in our teeth, that kind of stuff. Why? Because if you come here and you have something hanging out of your nose, it's very embarrassing. Not only that, but you're not so, you know, good looking in that sense. So when we're preaching the Word of God, or when we're sharing or teaching the Word of God to the younger generation, we have to use the Word of God just like a mirror to reflect on ourselves. What kind of weakness do we have? And when we, after we see our weaknesses, then we also can use the Word of God, right, to purify it, to clean it. And only then when we preach the Word of God and we teach the Word of God, then it becomes effective. Maybe many of us are very eloquent. We can speak the word of God with no problem. But if we are not holy, if our heart is not clean, then God cannot use us. It doesn't matter how good we are, how gifted we are. Just like after this, we can have dinner. If you go into the dining hall, and if you see one cup is a golden cup, one cup is a plastic cup, of course, externally, you will see the golden cup is much more beautiful than a plastic cup. But if you look inside that golden cup, and it is some kind of dirt, some kind of junk in it, none of us will use it, even though it's a golden cup. So for us, it's the same thing. If even though we are gifted and God, right, want to use us, but he can only use us when our heart is clean. But maybe some of us, we don't take it too serious. Maybe for me too, sometimes of course, to commit sin against God, there's many ways, right, that our heart can be defiled. Sometimes we don't even know. Sometimes when I'm driving, right, looking at a certain kind of billboard, and all of a sudden some dirty thought come to my mind. This kind of stuff always come to us. Maybe different things. Maybe we have friends, when we hang out, they're always, you know, using bad words and stuff like that, and talk about dirty things. So this kind of stuff, if we don't pray to clean our heart, and then it's always here. It's always here. For example, one time there's a pastor, he won, that weekend he had to give us a speech. So he was really concerned about his speech. So his friend is a surgeon. And he told him, he said, come on, let's go. Why don't you stop worrying about it so much. Let's go to the movies. So the pastor, he was in shock that his surgeon would ask him that. And he said, you are a surgeon. He said, yes, I'm a surgeon. He said, before you go up and cut people up, right, do surgery, you have to clean your hands. Not only that, you also have to put gloves on. To make sure, right, that your hands are not dirty to infect whatever you are operating on. He say, I am a pastor. I work with people's soul. If I myself, before I give a speech, I go to the movies and watch this, and then if I'm defiled, how can I be able to save people's soul? So for us, we should not take it very lightly. And for myself too. Really, sometimes I beat myself up a lot. Why? Because I also want to serve Christ with a clean heart. Because it's very easy for us to be defiled. There's also another story, I think some of you heard this one, about brownies, right? You guys heard a brownie story before? So this brownie store, what happened, a bunch of Christian kids, they want to go to the movies. So these movies, rated R movies. So of course, they know their parents not going to let them go. So during this time, they just know, list all the good things about the movies, right? There's many good things, good theme, good actors, good actress, whatever, many things is good. But there's only several things that is bad. So they list it out, list all that also. So during that time, they went to the parents and they asked them, we want to go to this movie. So the parents, you know, thought about it and said, okay, let us think about it. Tomorrow we'll give you the answer. So the next day, the kids, they were going to the parents' house, parents, you know, to see. When they walk in, there's a big bowl of brownies. It smells very good, right? It smells very good. So this time, the kids, they got very excited, thought, oh, my parents make us brownies. They must have, you know, going to let us go. So the time, they wanted to eat that brownie. So but the parents say, wait, before you eat the brownie, let me tell you something, right? This brownie, your mom, right, make it with a loving hand, right? And she bought the best flour. And she also, you know, bought the best sugar to make this brownie. But there's only one little thing in that brownie that I want to tell you before you eat it. There is some dog doo-doo inside, right? And of course, the kids say, dog doo-doo. We say, if it's dog doo-doo, how can we eat it? Only it's really little. None of us would eat that brownies, I guarantee, right? Guarantee, include myself. But when it comes to teaching the Word of God, when it comes for us to be holy, this is the kind of goal we need to reach. For myself too, I do not want to be defiled. When I'm up here speaking to you, my heart is defiled, when I speak of certain things, God will not be with me. The same thing when you teach the students. Because you want God to be with us. You want the power of God to manifest in us completely. So because of this, we need to be very careful. And I mentioned many times, do not take a task of teaching very lightly. Because I go to different churches, I realize as IE teachers, we take our job way too lightly. So because of this, we do not worry the consequences, how God is going to judge us. And we do not worry that we ourselves can save the soul of the little ones. Right? This is a great task that God has given to us. So this is my short encouragement. And now we're going to come up and pray together. And we ask the holy workers of God to lay hands on us. Let's come up and pray together.